This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. intelligence officials are sent to brief key members of Congress about what is known and about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and National Security Agency director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Eight on Thursday. The meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials about reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target and kill U.S. and allied troops. Until now, briefings on the allegations have been led by Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, a former U.S. representative who was sworn in just over a month ago, and with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, both of whom have served in their roles less than a year. More than 515,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, 128,000 in the United States. There are now more than 10.6 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.6 million in the U.S. Federal authorities say that Novartis Pharmaceutical Corporation will pay $678 million to the U.S. government and various states to settle a lawsuit over a sham speaker program to induce doctors to prescribe its products. The settlement was announced Wednesday by acting Manhattan U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss. Novartis Pharmaceuticals is part of a Swiss drug manufacturer, Novartis International AG. The settlement resolves a 2011 lawsuit accusing Novartis of violating the Federal False Claims Act and anti-kickback statute. This is VOA News.